Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Streaming services have changed the way we watch television series. Some people now, I'm just going to leave that there. Some people now choose to watch all or part of their favourite series in fast forward or speed watching to consume as much content as possible in a short amount of time. Well, for more on all of this speed watching phenomenon, we're joined now by Scott Bryan, who is a TV critic and broadcaster. Scott, you're very welcome to the programme this evening.
Thanks very much.
I've heard of speed listening. You know, people do, actually, I do it with voice notes and stuff like that. It's a really quick way to just get through that 7-minute voice note you've just received. Or podcasts, actually. It can be really handy. So I suppose it's the same idea, is it? Speed watching.
Absolutely. I mean, there's one thing I fear, and that is a 7-minute voice note to start off with. But I think TV shows, it's definitely the case that I think viewers do it for several reasons. They might want to just basically catch up with the zeitgeist. There's so many shows out at the moment. You might want to sort of feel that you are going to be on top of the series whilst it's out, that you now have the option to go and more or less sort of catch up very, very quickly. I remember with the third series of Happy Valley, which of course was a big hit for the BBC, I rewatched series 1 and 2 because they hadn't been on for 10 years, but I speed watched those on 2.5 speed because I knew I didn't really have the time to see it again. I also think a lot of people...
The 2.5 speed is fast. That really? Like, I would listen to podcasts on 1.5 and like even at that, 2.5, basically fast forwarding.
Yes, very much so. I mean, this was more in terms of planning and research, really, so that I was up to date with all of the most recent episodes. But I think it's the case that now you are able to have subtitles on the screen, and Stage Text, which is a deaf-led charity, did research 2 years ago to say that young people are also, as standard, having subtitles on the screen when they watch shows much more than older generations of viewers. So, of course, if you think about it, people can now watch a show and listen to it whilst being able to kind of know, even if it's not at the right speed.
I don't know if this is the nadir of life, but it's certainly approaching it, because this is entertainment in haste. It points to me, for me, to a lack of patience, to rattiness. Do you know what this is actually, Scott? This is mindlessness, because it's entertainment, but you have to get through it quickly. Is this what we're at?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that this is an interesting thing when you bring in the dynamics about whether the creators of the shows would like it to be at a speed that makes everyone sound like gerbils. I mean, I think it's the fact that they might be quite keen on anyone watching their program. It's a very competitive market with TV at the moment. There's so much attention with so many different streaming services that they might be sort of happy that, yes, if somebody can't give the full time to a program,
yeah, but never mind them. Never mind them. Just switch the perspective for a second and look at it from our point of view, the consumer. We are now doing things that are supposed to be fun and leisure activities, and we're speeding them up. I mean, where the hell are we going with this?
I mean, I can understand with younger viewers, because if you go onto TikTok or onto social media, I mean, they are very short, snappy videos now. And I think that feeds the culture that maybe encourages people to sort of catch up through shows. But I think also it's an act of rebellion, because before, if you were not happy about a plot being a bit slow or the pacing being a bit off or something that's clearly filler, you still have to be subjected to a full episode. I think now, if anything, the consumer has a bit more power, because they're now able to go, you know what, this bit's not really that interesting, I'll go and skip over it while still knowing what's going on.
Our attention spans, oh my God. R.I.P. our attention spans. We got a text from a listener. When I met my partner, he would watch 2 episodes of Grey's Anatomy on his lunch break at double speed. One would think he missed... yeah, I know. One would think he missed the emotional beats of the episode, but no, he just cried at double speed. just to that point, just finally then, Scott, you know, the emotion of a programme often depends on the pacing of it. Like, directors will put an awful lot of time into the pacing of things that they put, you know, on screen to try and get that emotion and manage it.
Yeah, it really does. And I think that's the challenge, because, of course, the decision to speed up a program is not done by the creators of TV shows. It's done by the streamers and it's done by the broadcasters themselves. So, of course, that's the thing. What will the opportunities be in the future? But also, sort of contrary to speeding things up, You can also slow things down too in half speed, because there's been a lot of complaints, particularly on TV at the moment, about indecipherable language, either mumbling or the sound quality not being good. So it means that actually, if people are talking too quick.
All right, Scott, we have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us. That's Scott Bryan, TV critic and broadcaster. Let us know how you watch your streaming. 51551.